Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 144. How to Have a Conversation with the Lord. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Now, is your will submitted to God for him to use as he pleases? You have no objection to raise, no thought or inclination to use it your way. You want his way, and that is all you care for. You just go and tell the Lord all about it. Tell him, Lord, I submit everything to thee, everything goes, nothing stays. I do not retain a single thing, all is gone, everything, will and all, to thee, that thou mayest use it both to will and to do. We need to do just that, each day. The Lord wants to come in here, that will let him in. But as long as I reserve some of my will go my way in spite of myself, I cannot have God use me fully. Christ cannot come in fully, unless there is a full submission to him. Let there be some actual dying to self. That is what it means death. Of course people never struggle to die. They struggle to stay alive, if there are any struggles. Bear in mind that it is not enough to want to die. Go ahead and die, that is what the Lord wants. Says one, how shall I do that? He tells how, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed. Dead indeed, he who has died has been freed from sin. It is so, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, and God will furnish the fact. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.